welcome to the podcast, which doesn't have a name, because my co-host, the beautiful Caitlin, can't come up with one. Her name idea was stupid. So this week on the podcast, which still doesn't have a name, we have nothing to talk about. Caitlin, say hi to all of our viewers.
We don't have any.
Get closer to the mic.
I don't want to.
Oh, my gosh. This is... The name for this podcast is not going up on anything because I'm never putting it on anything. But,
Yes, you are.
I guess we could just have a conversation about, you know, life and how's it going. How's it going?
I hate you.
Look at the podcast when you speak.
I don't want to.
How is it going?
You're not looking.
You have to look at the mic.
You're not looking.
I'm looking at the mic. How's it going?
It's good.
It's good?
Mm-hmm.
How good?
Really good.
Like, really good?
Uh-huh.
You're doing good? Well, I'm doing just peachy.
Peachy?
Peachy. I'm doing apple-y. Oh, we can talk about all the foods you've never eaten.
Oh, my goodness.
For all of you beautiful listeners, Caitlin, my beautiful co-host, has never eaten an apple. Ooh, we should do that on a podcast.
If you only upload them.
Okay, in podcast 436, Caitlin will eat an apple. So stay tuned for that. You only have 435 to go through. Basically, what I'm thinking, you ask me a question, okay, and I'll ask you a question, so you guys get to know who we are. Oh, my name is Jared, and I am your podcast co-host, and I'm beautiful,
mm-hmm,
and I'm gay. I'm just kidding. This is my girlfriend.
You're dating me.
Get closer to the mic and
I already am close.
Okay, ask me a question.
What's your favorite color?
That's a stupid question. My favorite color is pink, and on other days it's pink. Some days it's pink, but on Mondays it's blue. I'm going to ask you a way better question.
Okay.
If you were a whale and you had to save all of your fellow whales, and the only way you could save the whales is by eating your boyfriend, who is also a whale, would you eat your whale boyfriend to save all your fellow whales?
No.
I
love my whale boyfriend just as much as I love my real boyfriend.
That's a stupid answer. There's so many whales who are going to die. You know whales are going extinct? You know whales are going extinct? How does that make you feel?
Great. Makes me feel great.
Yeah, and you just killed like half of them because you didn't. What does that sound? There's a very loud sound.
That was the washing machine.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I live in a trap house where a washing machine sounds like a transformer. Okay, Caitlin, ask me a question.
What do you think of my best friend dating a guy that looks exactly like your best friend, but an Asian version?
That's oddly specific. Totally. I think it's stupid, bro. Because, like, Asians are cool, actually. I think Asians are great. You know what? Date all the Asians you want. Don't date any Asians, because I'm not Asian, and I want you to date me. But Asians are cool. If you're an Asian, I love you just as much as I love my white brethren. Oh, gosh. Now we sound like a Nazi podcast. That's what I'm naming this, the Nazi podcast.
No, I said the daisies.
That sounds like a really bad sports team. That sounds like a geriatric volleyball team. That sounds like if your mom had a bowling team. She was like, yeah, me and the daisies are going out tonight. You know, might take a few shots of hard alcohol and then, like, bowl a couple of rounds. So, if you had to live on an island for a year and you could only take one thing with you, what would you take?
I would take my phone.
You wouldn't have service.
Dang it.
And your phone would die after like a day.
Okay, I would take a knife.
Why?
So I could whittle little sticks.
Will?
Whittle.
Whittle?
Whittle. And I don't really know.
You're gonna.
I'm gonna die.
You would definitely die.
Yeah, most likely.
I would take a private jet so I could get off of the island.
So how would you fly it?
No, the private jet also comes with, like, a man who can fly it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fully stocked.
You don't have a plane. Or
I do.
You're not rich enough to have a plane.
No, but I could take anything. So I would take a private jet.
Okay.
Or.
Pick something reasonable.
A pocket pussy.
Not your beloved girlfriend. A pocket pussy.
No, I said a thing. Also, you would die early.
Oh.
You would die real fast. Actually, no, I should take you, because that's like having a pocket pussy plus free food. Because then I could just chomp down on your
tank. Cannibal much?
That's the name of the podcast. No. Cannibal much? Question mark.
No.
Okay, fine.
You're not even uploading it, so what does it matter?
Okay, the name of the podcast is up. Five times.
What about Blue Eyes?
Times. What is with you and picking weird names? This isn't a song.
I know.
Blue Eyes, episode 1. Tell me about your eyes. What color are they? Yeah. What color are mine?
Brown.
Yeah, so that's sexist.
No, it's not.
I'm going to call this podcast Caitlin's podcast.
No.
You're the one who wanted a podcast. Dude, she was begging me. She said, Jared, please, for the love of God, make me a podcast. She said, if you don't make me a podcast, I'm going to cry. I'm going to lose it. She started swearing. She started hitting me, okay? It was really scary. I had to call the cops.
I literally just said, hey, we should make one. No, I said, hey, you should make one. And then you said, I have no one to make one with me. And I said, I will. And I stuck out my finger for a pinky promise. And you pinky promised me. And then we came up into your band room and we started this.
Yeah. Which sounds great, by the way. I'm sure if anybody's listening, they're still listening. Because this is the most entertaining thing I've ever listened to.
Why? Because I'm stupid.
No, you're not stupid. You're super smart and beautiful, and I love you.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to ask me a question.
Oh. If you only had the chance to call one person while you were dying, who would it be?
One person while I'm dying? Well, first of all, it probably sounds like...
Not while you're dying, like right before your death.
So I know I'm going to die.
Yes.
I'd call Jesus.
You don't have Jesus' number. Who would you call out of your friend group?
Out of my friend group? Mm-hmm. My dad.
Your dad?
Mm-hmm. And I would say, hey, Dad, I'm about to die, just like Grandma.
Jared. Oh, my goodness.
I feel like, hey, remember your mom? It's about to be me real fast.
About to call meter.
It's going to be epic.
Literally.
Dude, I miss my grandma. Though me and her didn't have a lot in common, she hated my mom, and I like my mom.
Yeah, I miss my grandma, too. She has breast cancer.
She's still alive, bro. You can't be pulling that. My grandma's dead. It's not even funny. You're laughing about my dead grandma.
I am, because you make the joke so often.
I'm sorry. I'm desensitized to these kind of things. Honestly, I didn't know my grandma that well. We weren't really tight. Me and her did not go to bars and get lit. Stop eating the mic. And I'm here talking about my dead grandma, and you're trying to eat the mic.
I am not. You have no proof of that.
All right, guys. I know. You hear it a lot. You should never make YouTube videos and podcasts with a significant other, because when you get broken up with, it's kind of awkward. But we
don't. So you're going to break up with me now?
No, I just got to make it so I can crop you out of all of these podcasts.
We're literally only making one because you said you would never upload this.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll get feisty, throw in a little name, throw in a little picture.
When do you have time to edit things?
When I do crack cocaine. Listen.
Take your computer with you tomorrow and edit it.
I work for a landscaping company.
Not during that. During band.
Okay. That's crazy. But we still don't have a name.
I don't know.
Ooh, dude, I'm going to name this the one where we came up with the name. Ooh, the name for the podcast is...
What if... No, I don't have one.
What if... No, I don't have one does not sound like a good podcast name.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we've gone about 15 minutes. Usually I cut podcasts to like 20 minutes because nobody wants to listen to me talk for more than 20 minutes, except for you. For some reason, you like listening to me talk.
I'm sorry.
It's because I've got this sexy voice. I use the sexy voice, you know, whenever I'm trying to get her like love me. I'm like, hey, Kaylin.
You don't. You just keep repeating the number seven over seven, and over seven, and over again.
Seven, seven, seven.
Don't yeah, it worked this. Though.
I got you. Oh, dude, the first time we met. Okay, this is a good story. Okay, so we're in math class, right? I see her across the room.
I have a name.
You have a name.
Well, not a name. I have a plot for the podcast.
What's the plot?
Our story.
That's
cheesy.
We might as well just start filming family vlogs and move to LA.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, yeah, of course you're okay with that. TikTok is coming up next. Anyway, we were in math class.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the name of this podcast.
Yes,
math class.
It should be.
Except we're not. People are going to Google it and be like, oh, dude, I'm going to learn something about math today. No, you won't. Neither of us are good
name
at math.
Name it math class.
Okay. Stop hitting me.
I'm not hitting you.
She's abusive.
I'm not.
Help.
I'm
send help.
I'm wearing a shirt home, by the way.
Send help. Anyway, I haven't even gotten close to the start of this
story.
Okay, go. Okay, yeah. We were in math class. It was a chilly September day, you know. I'm sitting there looking all cute like I do. I look across the room, and guess who I see? It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Super cute. Got this little thing in the eye. It was my math teacher, Mr. Tooman.
Our math teacher was like an 80-year-old man.
Okay, but right behind him,
I was in front of him.
Okay, right in front of him was this girl, okay? And she had this look in her eye. It was this thing that told me, damn, that's a dumb bitch right there.
He told me he wanted to scoop my eyeballs out.
It was
that's
a
the first thing he
was,
said to
it,
me.
It was a pickup line, okay? Don't make me sound all weird and creepy.
I'm making you sound all weird and creepy.
Okay.
Because the first thing you said to me was, hey, Caitlin, I want to scoop out your eyeballs and stick them in my eyes.
Yeah, I said they were so pretty that I wanted to cut them out of your head and wear them.
How did I fall for you?
Because it was a great pickup line and I'm super sexy.
It was not a great pickup line.
Yeah, she wasn't really into me until I took my shirt off.
I left
I'm
the
just
movie
a piece
theater
of meat
on our
for,
first date.
Yeah, we went to the movies, and she's scared of horror movies, but she said yes to going to see It with me. And,
it, too.
It, too. And I've only seen half of It, too. It's been like a year and a half.
It really has. It's been over a year.
Yeah. We've been on and off for a year.
On and off.
Yeah, that's in the next podcast, how we broke up 4 times.
No, it should be every 10 podcasts we explain why we broke up.
No, every 10 podcasts we break up and get back together.
Oh, Jared.
I'm sorry, that was a joke. We hit 20 minutes, by the way. So to all you beautiful people who may or may not hear this podcast, may or may not think we are the best podcasters.
No one's
going to
hear this
world.
Podcast. You're never going to upload it.
And if I do and it gets 10 million views, what are you going to do? You're going to shit your pants?
Yeah.
You're going to shit your pants?
Yeah.
If this gets 10 million views, you will shit your pants.
Yes.
Okay, if you're listening this far and you have any friends, you got to send it to them and then be like, hey, send it to your friends because I will record her shit in her pants. And I'll put it up there.
We have the same poop schedule.
Yes, we poop. In sync. It's kind of weird. It's like our periods lined up, but it's just pooping. And I don't have a period, I don't think.
I do. Mm-hmm.
That's she's on her period right now. Fun fact for the listeners. But in the next podcast, she probably won't be. So it's going to be like, if you're listening to them back to back, you're going to be like, oh, Kaylin's on her period. Psych. She's not anymore.
You're not going to record another one because you're never going to have time to.
Okay. Dude, we hang out like 20,000 times a week.
Sure.
All right.
That's my mom.
Her mom's texting her, which means she's probably got to get going
nope,
soon. 10:30. Okay, that's cool, but I'm ending this podcast anyway. With or without you?
Nope.
What?
No.
What? Do you have anything else to say?
Yes.
What do you have to say?
I liked your backpack in math class.
Oh, yeah. I had a clear pink backpack. Clear pink backpack.
You wanted to turn it into
an aquarium.
Aquarium.
Yeah, I was going to put fish in it, but that seems inhumane, and I think I would have gotten,
you
expelled.
Said you were going to put goldfish in it.
Yeah, I probably would have gotten expelled.
Probably.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's inhumane. I think that's like fish abuse.
I think it is too.
But anyway, yeah. She liked my backpack. I liked her eyeballs. And the fact that she had such a fat ass. Anyway.
Jared Jonathan D. Michelle.
Don't say my full name. That's not my name. But if you just heard her say my name, go follow me on Instagram. Anyway, yeah, that's about it.
Jared underscore Jonathan.
That is, I know. No, it's 252 Jared.
Yeah, it's 252 Jared.
That's my Instagram. Thanks for plugging it, baby. Go follow me. Get me to
YouTube
a milli.
Jared Jonathan.
Get me to a milli subs. That's about it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We still haven't found out a name, so high five. That was a high five. Hopefully, if you're with someone, you high five. Ooh, this is a bad time to say it because I should have said this at the beginning, but please listen to this on a first date. I want to make your night romantic. That's the end. Peace out.